This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the midst of the coronavirus outbreak here in Idaho, the state legislature adjourned last week after what could be called a very turbulent session. Boise State Public Radio News reporter James Dawson was there from the beginning of the session in January to when the last bill was voted on last week. And he is joining us now to help us understand what got accomplished and what didn't get accomplished. Jimmy, I would say good to see you, but it's better to say good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I was going to say broadcasting live from my closet isn't as glamorous as the studio.
Yeah, but you know what? If you wear slippers, nobody knows. So
exactly.
there's that. All right, right off the bat, lawmakers had a lot of work to do this session. So quickly tell us about the administrative rules, which just seems so long ago, and what lawmakers had to get through before any new business got done this session.
Right. So we're talking about something that took up about five weeks, I should say, and maybe even a couple extra days on top of that. These are laws, right? So you have laws that are passed by the legislature, and a lot of the times those laws leave it up to state departments to kind of come up with rules and how to enforce things. Think park fees and school curriculum. Since they weren't renewed last year, committees had to spend all this time on renewing them and kind of reevaluating which ones they wanted to keep and which ones they wanted to get rid of. I guess the big takeaways were that the House Education Committee repealed curriculum standards for English, math, and science. They thought that some of it wasn't appropriate or it wasn't helping improve test scores, but the Senate did block that. So now they're going to study the issue over the next few months. And then both of the Health and Welfare Committees did repeal the process for transgender people to change their birth certificates, but the House never took it up for some reason. So kind of deja vu from last year, we're going to have to do this all over again next year because guess what? House and Senate didn't approve the rules before leaving town again.
Okay, but then soon after all of that, Jimmy, lawmakers did move on to a really some really controversial social issues. You mentioned one, but another one that came up and ended up passing both chambers is that measure that will bar transgender girls and women from participating in K through 12 and college sports. So recap us on where this bill came from and then what kind of reception it got from lawmakers, but also from the public.
Yeah, so you had Representative Barbara Ehart from Idaho Falls, who apparently was working with an outside group on this bill. That's something that Senator Mary Sousa, the other co-sponsor of the bill, said that their legal bills could be covered for these issues. And NBC News reported that it's coming from a group of Christian religious organizations called Project Blitz. I mean, there are more than a dozen other states where this exact same bill just about has been introduced. Resonated pretty well among Republicans, passed with the veto-proof margin in both chambers, like what you said. As for the public, pretty sizable coalition of progressives and LGBT groups opposed it. You also had corporate leaders from around the state telling lawmakers that it really gives Idaho a bad business reputation when these things are considered and passed. So you had Micron, Idaho National Laboratory, which full disclosure has sponsored this show in the past, Chobani, HP, and Clif Bar. They all sent letters to lawmakers to reject the bill. Right now, it's on the governor's desk, and he has to make a decision by 8:19 p.m., I believe, Tuesday night.
Okay, so that bill we just talked about, and then you mentioned the birth certificate. Both of those bills came under scrutiny, right? With the AG, with Lawrence Wasdin, pointing out that they would likely fail a constitutional challenge in court.
Yeah, exactly. So you had two separate opinions on both of those bills. And we're talking about things like it could violate the 14th Amendment, right, which has the Equal Protection Clause. You can't treat anyone differently from another group of people without good legal reason. And for example, in one of those opinions, it was related to the birth certificate issue, something that had already been ruled unconstitutional by a federal court 2 years ago. That could cost taxpayers, that issue alone, rather, could cost taxpayers upwards of $1 million or more if they appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so let's move on to another topic then with some big implications, and this was property tax reform. What was decided on that, and how will it affect urban areas like Boise versus more rural communities?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that was a pretty big gaping hole. Lawmakers couldn't agree on how they wanted to tackle it. You had the House passing a bill that would have blocked local governments from raising property taxes for a year. And then the Senate wanted to expand the program that gives property tax relief to low-income people and veterans. And both of those bills died when they went over to the other chamber. Something that did pass was a bill that would let people immediately apply for a homeowner's exemption. So if you've bought a house before and you bought it after April 15th, you know that you have to pay a year's worth of property taxes without that exemption. This bill would end that, but it still needs the governor's signature. And then also another interim committee will be studying the issue again. So rural versus urban, I mean, the problem is concentrated in a handful of more urban areas, and it doesn't really look like they're going to get much relief.
So, Jimmy, we are out of time, but I appreciate you taking some time. And, you know, as you said, we'll be back at this next year. We've been talking with our James Dawson, who covered the legislature from start to finish this session. We'll be back with more Idaho Matters right after this.